What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Part two. Was y'all feeling that part one? I really appreciate having a guest. You check that out. Hope you follow her and all that. Let's dive right in. If you want a 6 or 7, consistent sex, or a 9 or 10 with fire, but it's once in a blue, not as consistent. I might have visited here before. Somebody gave me this. I feel like women tackle this better. Now, physical, what we see, visual, attraction is across the board, right? But I feel like women could handle the 6 or 7 more. 6 or 7 of consistent sex, as long as other factors are involved, because we look for different things. So women want security, financial stability. So if a 6 or 7 is providing that and he does all his other jobs, he's masculine, all of that, that weighs out more. So then she can, you know, take it being a 6 or 7. Plus he's consistent with the sex as a 6 or 7, a woman could take that. Men, unfortunately, we don't really have a lot of other factors in our choosing. So if we take the 6 or 7, she's submissive, she lets you lead, she follows you. It may carry for a while, but I don't think longevity is it's idealistic, because we rather the 9 or 10. Now, what we're gonna try to do is challenge ourselves to get this 9 or 10 to become consistent. You know what I mean? So we kind of give ourselves an obstacle on purpose, because we're gonna chase the 9 or 10. That's gonna be a reaction all the time. Like, we want that. The physical attraction, what we see, is so strong that 9 or 10 is what we prefer. Now, if we can't get them to submit, you know what I mean? That's where the struggle is. How long do you try? How much of that do you take? When do you say, fuck it? You know what I mean? Because either way, both of these scenarios won't last for a man long term. Because the 6 or 7, we're consistent, he may still wander. The 9 or 10, that's fire, but it's once in a blue, he'll still wander. We don't really have a great outcome in none of these. So we're going to try to get the 9 or 10. If we're strong enough or feel like dealing with that and want it that bad, we'll try to get the 9 or 10 to submit and act as if they're the 6 or 7. But the 6 or 7, we can't build you up to a 9. A 6 or 7 is going to be a 6 or 7. You might could dress up on the gram or somewhere and look like an 8. That's it with that. So I feel like women could handle that. Women with a 9 or 10, sometimes they don't want like that much of a attractive guy, because they don't want to be competing. You know, women be like, I don't want a nigga prettier than me. So it don't really matter to them. I think looks are important, but it's not like top priority for them. That's just my view. That's my take. Okay, snapping, losing it, like harming anyone when you lose control of your emotions, is a few steps behind suicide. You off yourself because you can't control your emotions and want to skip steps, harming people, or jail time. Now, that was a lot. Let me break that down. Let me separate some of that. So whenever you hear on the news, on social media, wherever, that a guy, you know, he might have either attacked his female, killed her, killed random people, whatever violent act a man does, he snapped. He lost control of his emotions, right? So compare that to the guys that just randomly commit suicide. People who do just off themselves. They're similar to me. I'm not praising none of these acts, but they're similar in the sense of, I feel like the one who snapped and harmed others is selfish. He has an issue he can't control, so he wants to harm other people to feel pain like himself. The one who commits suicide is unselfish, because he just takes himself out the equation. Again, we're not co-signing any of these acts. I don't want any of these things to happen. But when somebody just offs themselves, they're just taking themselves out the equation. They're skipping, like I said, jail time / harming anybody else, because it's issues they have within. It's self-inflicted. So when the one that snaps and harms people, he makes less sense than the person who suicides. Because the person who harms folks, I'm not understanding. You have eternal issues. You lost control of your emotions. That's a you problem. Why are you harming others? How does that solve or do anything in the positive direction to fix what you got going on? Unless you don't give a fuck. That's that don't give a fuck selfish stage. So it's not, none is justified. But you get where I'm going with the suicide? You're kind of just like, this is a me thing. It's too overwhelming. I can't handle it. So I want to go. It's weak. It's not favorable. I wouldn't advise it. It's awful to hear. But some people just can't handle, you know, all your upbringing, whatever you witnessed, whatever you went through as a child, repeats in adulthood at some point, or you're faced with it from adult eyes versus what you saw from kids' eyes. And it's like, some people can't handle that. They were never groomed, they were never schooled in the right way. Because you can say kids could raise themselves, but they really can't. Meaning with parents that always work or don't get to see them enough, it's still gonna have a negative effect on them. They may be able to rise above adversity, but it's not the most comfortable situation. So not to linger, kind of get off of this right now, I'm just wrapping up that, yes, both are looked at similar. Whether you snap and harm others or whether you just take yourself out. You lost control of your emotions and you need to get that intact. This is where therapy is. I swear every segment, the word therapy is going to be mentioned because some people just need that. Because you're missing stuff from your childhood. You're missing stuff and you're bringing up. That's why you're a little off and it's okay. But stop acting like you can just keep shit bottled in. Stop thinking you can go to recreational usage to fix shit. You may just have to call it what it is and go sit down with somebody. All right. Outside of sex, fellas, can you find true women companionship and someone who actually values you? They argue all the time or debate all the time about men and women can't be platonic friends. Man, we can like change this narrative if we want to. If we want to. I don't expect most of us to want to, because women, you know, that physical attribute, those physical feelings, men don't really control well. You can get to a point of certain age and certain stature where you're like, I'm looking at women for what they are. It's not, I don't need it. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that do their podcasts and they try to school us that it's not always about physical attraction. It's not always about the sex. It's not always about smashing. When you gain self-control of you, and this is real, fellas, when you get on your purpose and you have a vision and you're trying to elevate your life financially, you're going to have to put sex to the side. You're going to have to really lock in. So if you could control yourself and not look at it like just physical all the time, we can be friends with women. Now, how often we engage, indulge, hang out, I don't know if that will blur the lines for fellas. But it's dope because some guys, shout out Alpha Male Strategies, he said he likes women companionship. He just likes hanging with women. Like, he'll go out with X amount of women versus hanging out with guys. Now, I feel like you should have a balance where you have your male friends that's solid dudes that you could rock with. And then you can have your batch of women that you just chill with or whatever. I know, again, it don't look as innocent as you might want to portray it, because if there's an opportunity to get physical, we will get physical. That's just biological. But if, again, you zone in, lock into your purpose, what you here for, what you got to achieve, and you should always keep that mentality, even when you reach a certain success, you should still aim higher just so you don't slack, just so you don't slip a little. Then you'll see that sex ain't really like every day or every, like, I'm chasing it, I need it. You can ease off of it. It's okay. So if you have that mindset and you mature enough, you can find true women out there that's just the homie for real. No, it's not ideal, but you can. Where do you find most comfort when not dealing with women or having a relationship? Talking to the fellas mostly. Productive, I hope. But I'm sad to say I don't think it's as productive. When guys have to face a breakup or face being dolo, I feel like they go to habits and things that are not really productive. You know, that could be a series of things. We can just go to drug use, alcohol use, just falling out of shape, eating junk, video games all day. Even in negative circles who also bash women and feel like, you know, they've been dealt a bad hand. It's just very rare I see them go to the productive way immediately. Some could sink into this dark place at first and take themselves up out of it. That's dope. But it's rare that I feel like they snap right away and get to it. You know what I mean? But that's how you deal with that, and that's what you should do. You should find comfort in self, for yourself. Be a little selfish to get you back right, to feel like you are amazing. You are worthy. You know, people should be more than grateful in your presence type shit. But you gotta work. You gotta go right away. And I'm not really judging it, even though I started it with a negative light, saying that I see my fellow brothers slipping into a dark place first. Sometimes you think that's, you know, some type of therapeutic expression, and it's really not. The sooner you can just say, fuck it, let me get on my purpose, the quicker you can see results. You know what I mean? And stay locked there. You know, sometimes relationships and women are distractions to that. We don't want to admit that because we feel we're jack of all trades. We feel we can handle everything at once. You know, idealistic, like TV and shit and the fairy tales out there portray you to be. Like, oh, okay, you're supposed to have the house, the picket fence, the kids, the wife, the career. You know, sometimes these things are all in steps and you don't achieve them all at once. Sometimes you got to let one thing go to get the other thing. That's what life is, trial and error. You got to keep seeing what works for you. What worked for you may not work for your homie, your cousin, your brother. Whatever story they got, that may not be how your story go to get where. And who cares what the story is? If you have a group that you all want to succeed and y'all all want to be graceful in this life, as long as you at the finish line, who cares how you got there? It's not going to be the same way. You're not going to get to your finish line the same way I might get to mine. But as long as it's achieved and you get there, period, well, what the fuck do you care? You know, bumps and bruises or no scratches. You know that shit is bullshit. It's hard to say that you achieved and you really fulfilled all your wishes without any bumps or bruises, without any heartache, without any disappointment. That's just not realistic to think. So you just got to go with the punches. But handle B.I. So I hope you can find comfort whenever you're going through something tough and not just sink into the negative shit, which is easier said than done, believe me. But it can be achieved. And you should stay on top of that. You may just get through it better than you thought for yourself. Listen, you only got to impress yourself in this life. Treat yourself good. Give yourself your flowers. And just stay on top of shit. That's why when you get there, you won't need anybody to validate it or to co-sign it because you went through it by yourself. Now, whoever want to come around after that or try to be in your space after that, it'd be up to you because you really could curb them and go, well, you ain't helped me get here, so I don't got to deal with you. You know what I mean? But that's a whole nother thing. So just try to stay locked in to whatever you want, whatever you going after without distraction. Don't be on it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday you slip. Stay as consistent as possible. Find ways to stay energetic. Find ways to keep your focus. There's so many things on YouTube. That's why I'm grateful if you're watching this, because there's so many things you can watch. So many things that's uplifting. These kids and this young generation don't understand how good they got it at the tip of their finger to kind of really get through almost anything. You can get through almost anything if you sit and listen. Even if you don't want an actual therapist, you still could go on YouTube and type in whatever the fuck's wrong with you. Yo, can't sleep. Niggas got shit for you to watch. So stay locked in. Stay dedicated. Tomorrow will be better. So till the next time, I holler. Y'all stay safe. You hear the voice of reason.